Let's talk a little bit about CML.
I think that's become a lot simpler because all of the historical treatments are now so passé, it's not even worthwhile spending a lot of time on the historical expectations. But imatinib, when it has come along, has really swept all before it with the 400 milligram dose, which is pretty well tolerated by the vast majority of patients. There's a small number of patients that don't tolerate it as well, with fluid retention and some suppression of normal blood counts. But the complete response rate and cytogenetic response and molecular response is so good that it is obviously the treatment of choice. There have been some studies that have raised the question of what's the right dose. 400 is great. Would 600 or 800 be greater? And the problem that we have there is that the responses appear to be quicker, but not necessarily better on a long-term basis. So quicker is not necessarily necessary. There appears to be a little bit more toxicity with the higher doses. And before the new tyrosine kinase inhibitors, dasatinib and nilotinib, came along, patients that were not doing as well would have dose escalation. Some patients responded. There have now been comparisons of increasing the dose or comparing it to dasatinib, and the time to treatment failure with that is superior with dasatinib compared to the higher dose, so that I think that most people are just changing over to a different tyrosine kinase inhibitor.